愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
好，我们来看腓立比书啊，以弗所书第四章。
Let us turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
啊，以弗所书的第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
啊，第四章开始在讲生活的改变。
Chapter 4 begins to speak of a change in one's life.
好，那生活的改变是因为我们对我们的信仰有很清楚的认识，以这个基础而生活，那才会改变。
And this change in life is brought about by this foundation where we truly understand our faith.
哦，那生活的改变呢？啊，第一个就是用身体啊来描写教会。
So for describing this change in life, it uses the body to express this change.
我们受洗以后，我们的生活多一个内容，就是教会生活。
After baptism, we have a new part of our lives, which is our church life.
这个好像身体有不同的肢体。
Which is like how we have different body parts.
那我们每一个人在教会就是主耶稣身体的一部分。
And each one of us is one part of the body of Jesus.
那身体要成长。
And the body needs to grow.
哦，就会像大人。
To become, to grow to an adult.
啊，所以我们的信仰有没有成长啊？从十一节开始告诉我们有三个啊目标啊来自我反省。
So to assess whether or not we have been growing in our faith, we can start by looking at verse 11 to reflect.
啊。第一个目标就是如果我们身体有成长，我们身体每一部分都会发挥它的功用。
So the first factor we can consider is that if we are growing, then each body part will have its function.
那我们就想啊，我在教会里面，我有没有发挥这个肢体的功用。
So we can each think to ourselves whether or not we have carried out our functions as a body part.
如果有，我们这个身体就有在，这个肢体就有在成长。
And if we have contributed in the church, then we have been growing as a member of this body.
那第二个，
And second,
成长就是最后就是有基督的身量。
To grow means that we have the character of the Christ.
我们每一个人都有自我。
Each one of us has our own self-identity.
但是当主耶稣告诉门徒哦，你要舍己跟从我。
But Jesus told his disciples to deny themselves and to follow him.
所以跟从主耶稣到最后，就是我们这个人可以把主耶稣的样式把它活出来。
So as we follow Christ, in the end, we live out the life of Jesus.
所以我们就想啊，这几十年信耶稣，我们的个性有没有变？
So we need to reflect on whether or not we have experienced a change in our character through these years of our faith.
如果越来越像主耶稣，就是我们有在成长。
And if we are becoming more and more like the Lord Jesus, then we are growing.
那第三个。
Third,
就是十四节。
In verse 14,
长大了我们就有分辨能力。
After we grow older, we are able to discern.
那在当时教会有异端，就可以分辨异端跟真理有什么不同。
At the time, there were heresies in the church, and they were able to discern between the truth and the heresies.
但是我们现在教会没有异端。
But right now in our church, there are no heresies.
但是我们要面对周围的文化。
But we still have to face the surrounding cultures.
那如果我们信仰没有成长，
And if we are not growing in our faith,
文化跟真理分不清，
We cannot differentiate between culture and our faith.
把文化当作真理。
And we treat culture as the truth.
所以这个生活会很容易被世界同化。
And so it is very easy for our lives to be conformed to the world.
那我们成长，我们就分得清楚。
But once we grow and mature, we can discern.
文化是文化，真理是真理。
Culture is culture, and the truth is the truth.
那有什么例子呢？
So what are some examples?
同性恋是文化，不是真理。
Homosexuality is culture and not the truth.
堕胎是文化，不是真理。
abortion is culture and not the truth.
变性是文化，不是真理。
Transgenderism is the culture and not the truth.
但是因为这个文化一直在进步。
But because this culture is ever changing.
一直在改变。
And it's constantly changing.
所以如果我们对真理没有很清楚认识。
If we do not have a clear understanding of the truth.
我们就会觉得说我是社会的一部分，社会的文化在进步，我也要跟着进步。
Then we will feel that we are a part of society, and as the culture of society continues to progress, then we must progress with it.
所以有的人到湾区来大开眼界。
So some people move to the Bay Area and their eyes are open.
这有这么自由的文化。
It's such a free culture.
但是如果我们分不清，我们就被同化。
But if we are unable to discern, then we conform to this culture.
好，我们现在看第四章，以弗所书的第四章。
Let us turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
第四章的二十节。
Verse 20.
请。
But you have not so learned Christ.
这个地方讲你们学的基督却不是这样。这一句话告诉我们人生有一个改变的开始，就是学的基督。
Here it tells us of the beginning of a change in our lives, which is when we learn of Christ.
那为什么要学基督？
Why do we need to learn Christ?
因为我们以前不认识耶稣啊。
Because before we did not know of Jesus.
那我们现在要学习基督，那就会越对他越来认识越清楚。
But now we come to learn Christ and we can come to know him more clearly.
那如果二十节我们在读学的基督就不是这样，就是表示说有两种的生活形态。
So in verse 21 it says you have not so learned Christ. That means there are two types of ways of living.
一个就是学习基督以前的生活。
The first type of lifestyle is the life we lived before we learned of Christ.
那另外一个就是学习基督以后的生活。
And the second type of life is the life we live after we learn Christ.
那这个一定会不一样。
And this is definitely different.
因为基督跟社会不一样。
Because Christ is different from society.
主耶稣说，你们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
Jesus says that you are not of the world just as I am not of the world.
但是你们不要离开世界，要住在世界。
But you shall not leave the world, but be remain in the world.
住在世界就是住在世界的文化里面。
And when you are remaining in the world, then you will live in the culture of the world.
那你不属世界，就是你不属于这些世界的文化。
But if you are not of the world, then that means that you do not conform to the cultures of the world.
因此我们要分辨要从学习基督开始。
So,when we start this discernment, we need to start from learning Christ.
所以二十二节就告诉我们，脱去行为上的旧人。
So in verse 22, it tells us to put off our former conduct.
二十四节就是穿上新人。
Which is the old man, and in verse 24, it says to put on the new man.
所以还没有学习主耶稣以前呢，我们叫做旧人，不管你几岁啊，旧人。
So before coming to learn of the Lord Jesus, we are the old man.
我年轻十七八岁，怎么叫做旧人？
I am a young 17 or 18 year old. How can I be an old man?
十七八岁是肉体，看起来是很年轻的，英俊潇洒漂亮。
When you are 17 or 18, you look very youthful and beautiful or handsome.
但是我们讲旧人是从属灵的标准来看。
But this old man is seen from a spiritual perspective.
那穿上新人。
So when you put on the new man.
我已经七八十岁了，还叫做新人吗？
I am 70 or 80 years old. Am I still a new man?
不错，你年纪是七八十岁。
And so you're not wrong that you're 70 or 80 years old.
但是你可能做新人。
But it's possible for you to be a new man.
如果我们认识耶稣那我们一直改变，我们就变新人。
If you learn of the Lord Jesus and you continue to change, then you become a new man.
那圣经里面讲我们一生的果效是从心发出来的。
And the Bible tells us that out of the heart comes all the plans of the mind.
我们一生会过什么生活，到最后是从心来决定。
And how we will live our lives ultimately comes from our hearts.
哦，那为什么啊，没有信主的人叫做旧人？
So why is it that those who have not known the Lord are called old men?
哦，那也是指着他们的心啊，在圣经看起来这是旧的。
And this points to how the Bible views their hearts as old.
啊，所以啊，如果我们看二十二节啊，旧人因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏。
The old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts.
啊，如果我们跟英文有时候更容易了解啊，私欲是什么 ？Lust 是什么？罪性。
So here it says clearly of lusts, which describes our sinful desires.
哦，没有得到救恩啊，人都被罪性所控制。
Without salvation, all are under the control and limits of our sinful desires.
啊，但是这里讲到私欲迷惑啊，迷惑私欲会骗人的。
But here it says that these lusts are deceitful, so they can deceive you.
那私欲怎么骗人？
And how do your lusts deceive you?
你看哦，几千年前摩西在王宫里面就有所谓的最终之乐。
So thousands of years ago, when Moses was living in the palace, there was the sinful pleasures.
哦，那有一个英文版叫它翻作 fleeting pleasure 啊，会跑掉的快乐。
And there are translations calling it fleeting pleasures, which are pleasures that do not end.
谁不愿意快乐？
Who would not be willing to be happy?
大家都希望活得很快乐。
Everyone wants to be happy.
那摩西在王宫里面也很快乐，但是那是最终的快乐。
And Moses was also very happy in the palace, but that was fleeting pleasures.
但是摩西他长大了。
But Moses grew older.
他就看得清楚哦，你如果一辈子都在追求这个最终的快乐，接下去就什么？你就是被骗了。
And he could see that if he continued living this life of pleasure, then in the end, he could see that he was being deceived.
所以我们如果一辈子一直想要活得很快乐，就很可能被骗了。
So if we want to live our entire lives as very happy, then we could be deceived.
为什么？
And why is that?
因为快乐常常是从满足罪性来的。
Because happiness often comes from fulfilling our sinful desires.
啊，所以。在二十二节最后说，渐渐变坏了，英文叫 corrupt， 你已经被它腐化了。
In verse 22, it says that we grow corrupt.
所以如果人一直追求这个世界上的快乐
，So if one continues to pursue after the pleasures of the world，
活到最后，你被罪性所腐化。
Then you live until the end, and you are corrupt by your sinful nature.
那你就发现了人生一堆问题。
Then you will realize that you end up with a bunch of problems in your life.
因为活在罪里面的快乐，你种什么收什么，你一定会有一个结果会跑出来。
Because if you live according to the pleasures of your sinful nature, then whatever you sow, you will reap all the consequences.
那个结果出来以后，你才发现。早当初我不应该这样生活。
Then once you are faced with these consequences, you realize that you shouldn't have done this.
但是已经被骗几十年了。
But you have been deceived for tens of years.
所以这个叫做旧人。
So this is called the old man.
那为什么世界上人都会用这种方式来生活呢
？So why is it that so many people in the world live in this way?
所以如果我们看这个，从十九节开始就在讲哦，从圣经看来哈。一个没有信仰人，他的心是什么
？So starting from verse 19, we can see from the Bible's perspective, what kind of heart a person has who does not believe in the Lord.
然后再谈到一个有信仰的人，他的心要怎么改变
？And then it begins to talk about how a person who, after believing or having the faith, will start to change in their heart.
心改变，生活就改变。
Once your heart changes, then your life will change.
心如果没有改变
，If your heart does not change,
你只是外面生活要改变哦，改变不久。
And if you only want to change outwardly, then you cannot sustain this change for long.
好，那我们现在看啊，一个没有得到信仰，他的心是什么
？So let us look at someone who has not received the faith, how their hearts are.
看十七节。
Let's look at verse 17. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk in the futility of their mind.
好，这个地方讲啊，不要像外邦。
Here it says that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk.
存虚妄的心在行事。
In the futility of their mind.
好，这个虚妄的心是什么？
What is the futility of their mind?
哦、如果我们看传道书、哦、第一章
If we look at Ecclesiastes chapter 1、哦、
所罗门对人生的结论是什么
What was the conclusion King Solomon made towards、哦、a human's life?
虚空的虚空凡事都是虚空
It is vanity of vanities, all is vanity、
哦、那所罗门人生的理想是什么
What was the ideal life of Solomon?
凡是我心里所想的，我没有禁止不享受。
Everything that my heart wished to enjoy, I did not stop myself.
那这个就是很多人，包括信主人人生的目标。
So this is the goal of many people, including believers.
凡是我心里所要，我一定要去享受。
Whatever my heart wants, I want to enjoy.、
哦、所以他的一生就是满足肉体的欲望。
So their entire lives, they strive、哦、to fulfill their fleshly desires.、
啊、那个虚空、啊、英文另外一个翻译把它翻作什么 ？Meaningless, 没有意义。
But another meaning of vanity is meaningless.、
哦、一辈子的时间精力就是投进去、追求一些事情。
When you devote all of your energy and your time and effort into a few things.
到要死的时候什么都没有。
And when you reach the point of death, then you have nothing left.
那这个叫做虚空。
And this is called vanity.
那这个就是外邦人生活的心态。
And this is the attitude that non-believers have.
从圣经来看，他们是用虚妄的心在做事。
From the Bible's perspective, they are doing things according to the futility of their mind.
那我们现在信耶稣，我们就不是虚妄的心了。
But when we have learned of Christ, we no longer walk in the futility of
our mind. 我们一辈子活着一定有一个结果。
We live this life, and in the end, we will definitely have a result.
这个结果就是天上的永生。
And this result is eternal life in heaven.
天国的赏赐。
It is heavenly reward.
那这个生活就从敬畏神、爱神开始的。
And this starts from fearing and loving God.
不是像所罗门哦，我心里所想，我没有禁止不享受，不是用这个做目标的。
We should not have a goal like Solomon of fulfilling all of his pleasures in the world.
所以整个那个心态的出发点不一样，人生目标不一样。
So from our hearts, we can see that there we can produce different goals in our lives.
所以为什么说生活的改变一定要对真理有认识
？So that is why it is important for us to know the truth in order to have this change in life.
如果我们对真理没有很清楚的认识啊，我们的头脑价值观不会改变。
If we do not have a clear understanding of the truth,then the values we have in our thoughts will stay the same.
那我们的决定很容易被世俗影响。
And our decisions can be easily affected by society.
好，那我们再看十八节。
Let us look at verse 18.
好，请。
Having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart.
这个地方讲他们心地昏昧。
Here it says that their understanding is darkened.
Darker, 是黑暗的。
So there, it is full of darkness.
今天我们开车来。
Today, when we drove to church,
天晚了，你有没有开灯呢
？When the sky begins to darken, did you turn your lights on?
如果没有开灯，你今天开不到教会的。
If you didn't, then you wouldn't be able to drive to church.
因为你看不到路啊，你怎么能够开到教会
？Because you could not see the road in front of you, how can you drive to church?
但是对一个没有信仰人来讲
，But for someone who has no faith,
他的心是黑暗的。
Their hearts are darkened.
虽然世界上人看他很聪明
，so even though the world views them as very wise or smart,
但是他的心黑暗，所以他看不到人生的前途。
In reality, they cannot see the path before them.
看来看去，人生的结果就是死。
And the more you see it, the end of your life is death.
既然人会死要尽早享乐，因为死了就没有机会了。
And I think that since your end is death, then you should try to seize the moment and enjoy as much as possible.
那信主耶稣以后
，But after you come to believe in the Lord,
就是从黑暗归向光明。
You turn from darkness into light.
光是什么?
What is light?
神就是光。
God is light.
哦，所以在神的光里面，我们就可以看到。
So under the light of God, we can see.
看到敬拜神的好处。
We can see the benefits of worshiping God.
看到人生的最后一点是天国。
And we can see that the end of our lives is heaven.
所以人生的那种心态不一样，生活会很大的不同。
So, based on your attitude, you can see that your life will be very different.
哦，那十八节中间在讲哦，与神所赐的生命隔绝。
So in verse 18, it says being alienated from the life of God.
哦，一个人没有信仰。
If someone has no faith,
他是肉体活着。
They are living in the flesh.
哦，灵里面他是死的。
And in the spirit, they are dead.
所以他是活的死人。
So they are a living, they are a person who is dead but living.
哦。那活的死人有什么 有什么价值
？But what value is this？
哦，所以我们信主的人，真的你不要去羡慕啊，没有信仰的人啊，哦，他的人生多幸福多好，不是这样的了。
So we should not admire those who do not believe and they have very good lives。
哦，他是活的死人，你真的要吗？
Because they are the living dead, do you really want to be like this？
你是活的活人啊。
You are a living person.
我们有神的生命在里面啊。
And you have the life of God within you.
那是永恒的生命啊。
And this is an eternal life.
你看几十年的人生，大家都觉得很宝贵。
You can see that for that this life, which is tens of years, everyone finds precious.
那永生那不是更宝贵吗？
But in this case, wouldn't eternal life be even more precious?
所以不要羡慕没有信仰的人。最可贵的是我们，我们有神的生命。
Let us not admire those who are unbelievers, but we should strive for this life of God.
那为什么一个没有信仰的人，他得不到属灵的生命呢？
So why is it that someone who does not believe in Christ cannot have this spiritual life?
如果我们回到十八节下面。
If we look at the second part of verse 18,
都因为自己的无知，然后心地刚硬。
It is because of the ignorance that is in them and the blindness of their hearts.
今天如果我们告诉人说你是无知的，对他是一个很大的侮辱。
So if you tell someone today that they are very ignorant, then that is a very big insult.
你知道我从什么学校毕业吗？
Do you know which university I graduated from?
你知道我读多少书吗？
Do you know how much I've studied?
什么叫做我无知？
How can you call me ignorant?
但是为什么这里讲没有信仰的人是无知的？
But why does it say here that those who have no faith are ignorant?
圣经说认识神是智慧的开始。
The Bible tells us that the wisdom of God, the knowledge of God is the beginning of wisdom.
Knowledge of God, 认识神啊，这个是智慧的开始。
And so this knowledge is the beginning of wisdom.
最伟大的存在不是这个宇宙。
And this most almighty existence is
不是这个宇宙，神创造的宇宙。
It's not this universe that God created.
是创造万物的神。
But rather, it is the Creator who has created this entire universe.
如果这个神都不认识，那不是无知吗？
But if you do not even know this Creator who is God, then aren't you ignorant?
但是人就是因为在世界上很聪明。
But it is because there are many people on this earth who are very smart or intelligent.
他以为要通过我的脑袋想得通，我才能够拜神。
And they think to themselves that they must understand fully with their mind in order to worship God.
但是脑袋是有限的。
But your human mind is very limited.
有很多事情我们真的也想不通，也不知道。
There are many things that we cannot think through and we don't understand.
如果神我想得通，我在拜神，那个神就是有限的。
If you want to worship a God who you can fully understand, then that means this God is limited.
所以圣经里面讲，那些自以为聪明的不如变作愚拙，好变成聪明。
Therefore the Bible calls these people the people who would be better off as foolish rather than wise.
如果他没有读过什么书，今天他信耶稣了。
If they have not studied at all, then today they come to worship Jesus.
今天为什么不信耶稣？因为他读 太出徒太多了。
Or on the other hand, there might be someone who today does not believe in Jesus because they've studied too much.
那出徒太多不好吗？
So is it a bad thing to study too much?
不一定了。
It's not always the case.
如果书读很多,
if you study a lot,
我还知道我有很多不知道的。
But you still know that there are many things that I do not know.
包括这一位神。
Including this God.
那书读很多没有什么不好啊。
Then there's nothing wrong with studying a lot.
但是如果书读很多就觉得我不知道的就是不存在，那个就是障碍啊，知识就是障碍。
But if you study so much that you feel like anything I don't know does not exist, then this is something that is an obstacle for you.
所以这里讲无知让人跟神要赐给我们的生命隔绝。
So here it says that this ignorance will alienate us from the life of God.
然后心地刚硬。
And cause blindness of their hearts.
虽然知道也不信。
So even though they know they do not believe.
就是心地刚硬。
Which is blindness of their heart.
那这样的结果就是19节, 良心丧尽。
So in verse 19, the result is that you are past feeling.
这个人的良心哦, 如果没有死掉了,
If someone's conscience is no longer there or is died,
那人就放纵私欲, 贪行种种的污秽。
Then people can give in to all sorts of their sinful pleasures and desires.
因为他良心已经死了。
Because their conscience has been is dead.
所以一个没有信仰的人哦, 他虽然讲他有良心,
So for someone who has not believed, even though they say they have a conscience,
但是从圣经里面来讲,
But from the Bible's perspective,
也可以讲他的良心已经死掉了。
Their conscience is actually dead.
如果 良心真的很敏感, 他不会活在罪里面。
Because if their conscience were truly sensitive, then they would not live in sin.
亚当犯罪, 神出来, 他就躲起来了。
When Adam sinned and God came out, he went to hide himself.
所以他还在伊甸园里面的时候, 他有良心了。
So when Adam was in the Garden of Eden, he had a conscience.
但是现在人犯罪, 把罪当作荣耀。
But for people today, they sin and they treat their sin as their glory.
他会觉得不好意思吗?
Do they feel ashamed of their actions?
这个就是良心丧尽。
This is called being past feeling.
所以整个社会的文化, 就是贪行, 放纵私欲, 贪行种种的污秽。
So they have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanness with greediness.
所以我们在这个社会的文化里面哦, 要过信仰生活真的是不简单啊。
So to live a life of faith in this society is truly difficult.
所以为什么说, 年轻的一代有时候, 一进到社会很信仰就流失啊。
So that is why we often see that for the upcoming generations, once they enter into society, it's very easy for them to lose their faith.
因为这个信仰哦, 如果只停留在哦, 肉体上, 物质上, 今生上哦, 的恩典哦, 在社会的潮流里面会站不住的。
Because if pursuits and the goals of your life are all limited to the physical, material, and things of this world, then it will be impossible to stand against the societies.
那再深入进去, 对圣经的道理很清楚了解。
But if you dive deeper into the Bible to gain a deeper understanding,
我们才知道我们跟社会是不一样的。
Then you will understand that we are different from society.
身份不一样。
We have a different status.
将来去的地方也不一样。
And we are going to a different place.
主人的, 我们的主人也不一样。
And our master is different.
知道这个不一样, 我们才能够开始站立得稳。
If we can see these differences, then we can be able to stand firm.
那现在, 那新人又是什么?
So what is this new man?
以弗所书第四章24节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24.
从23开始。
Starting from verse 23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness.
这个地方讲我们的心要改变。
Here it says that our hearts must change.
怎么改变?
And how do we change?
穿上新人。
To put on the new man.
那新人是什么?
And what is this new man?
下面, 照着神的样式造的。
which was created according to God.
哦，这个就是神创造亚当嘛，照他自己的样式造的。
So this was how God created Adam. He was created in God's image.
啊，也就是有神的神的形象。
Which has the likeness of God.
真理的仁义跟圣洁。
And it has true righteousness and holiness.
哦，所以我们的信仰到底在努力什么？
So what are we working hard for in our faith?
努力就是脱去旧人。穿上新人。
We are striving to put off our old man and to put on our new man.
哦，到最后有神的形象啊，在我们身上。
Ultimately, we will have God's image in our lives.
哦，所以这个啊，是一辈子我们努力的功夫。
And this is something that we work hard for our entire lives.
人越有神的形象，人跟神的关系就越亲密。
The more you have the likeness of God, the closer you will be with God.
哦，所以你看，亚当跟夏娃在伊甸园真的很无聊吗？
So Adam and Eve, were they truly very bored in the Garden of Eden?
伊甸园有没有电视？没有。
Was there television in the Garden of Eden? No.
伊甸园有没有网路？没有。
Was there internet in the Garden of Eden?
伊甸园里面有没有电影？没有。
Were there any movies in the Garden of Eden?
伊甸园里有没有什么 game 可以玩呢？没有。
Were there any electronics for them to play with? There was none.
那伊甸园是不是很无聊呢？
Was it very boring in the Garden of Eden?
当然不是啊。
Of course not.
为什么伊甸园没有不是很无聊？
But why wasn't the Garden of Eden boring?
因为神天天在伊甸园行走。
Because God walked in the Garden of Eden daily.
看到神的荣耀就心满意足。
And when they saw the glory of God, they were fulfilled.
所以遍冒山上主耶稣，遍冒彼得说：“我们在这里啊，不走了，我们住三座棚搭下来。”
And that is why, on the Mount of Transfiguration, when Peter saw Jesus transfigured, he said, "It is good for us to be here," and he wanted to put up tents and just stay there.
当人的心完全被神满足。
When one's heart is truly filled by God,
这个世界算什么？
What does this world count as anymore?
那为什么世界这么宝贵？
Why is this world so valuable?
因为我们的心是空的嘛。
It is because our hearts are empty.
哦，所以世界才变成很宝贵。
And so that is why the world becomes so precious.
因此，当我们渐渐有神的形象
，But when we gradually adopt this likeness of God,
有真理的仁义跟圣洁
，And we have this true righteousness and holiness,
我们跟神的关系就非常亲密。
Then our relationship with God will be very close.
那我们就可以感受到神里面的平安跟喜乐。
And we will experience the peace and joy in God.
哦，这是非常非常美好的体验啊。
This is a very, very wonderful experience.
哦，所以为什么我们的信仰要去一直追求这个看不见的？
So why is it that throughout our entire spiritual lives, we need to pursue after something unseen?
因为看不见才是永远的。
Because what is unseen is eternal.
看得见是暂时的。
But what you can see is temporary.
看得见是用眼见，看不见要用信心呢。
What you can see is using your eyes, but what you can't see is seen through your faith.
我们要求神让我们信心一直成长。
So we need to ask God to ask to have our faith continually grow.
我们可能从神迹奇事入门。
We may start and we may enter through seeing miracles and signs.
但是信心不只是在神迹奇事上。
But our faith should not be built solely on these signs and miracles.
你想这个变化做新人，这个需要信心啊。
If you want to change from this old man to new man, you need faith.
有信心我们才会去追求。
Only through faith will you pursue after this.
我们才会成长。
And only through this will you be able to grow.
我们跟神的关系才会好。
And then your relationship with God will grow better.
那这个神的样式将来就是天国的荣耀。
And this likeness of God is this glory in heaven in the future.
义人在天国要发光像太阳。
The righteous will shine like the sun in heaven.
这个就是我们的产业。
And this is our inheritance.
所以我们在追求什么？
So what are we striving for?
追求天上的富足，天国的产业。
We are striving for these riches in heaven and this inheritance in heaven.
那接下去就提到两种的灵界的工作。
And then it talks about two types of spiritual works.
我们看26节。
Let us look at verse 26.
还有27节。
And verse 27. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil.
这里讲不可被魔鬼留地步。
Here it says, Do not give place to the devil.
诸位，你如果在你家里面哦，或者家里外面，常常留下一些吃剩下的东西，你知道会发生什么事情吗？
If you put leftover food or snacks outside in your house or outside your house, then what will happen?
我在报纸上看到说，纽约现在最大的祸患是什么？老鼠。
If I looked at the newspaper and I was seeing the latest disaster in New York was the with lots of mice.
那为什么会有老鼠？
And why are there so many mice?
你把很多垃圾都放在外面，老鼠就跑进来。
If you put all your garbage outside, then there will be a lot of mice.
如果我们的心让罪停在那里。
If we allow sin to dwell in our hearts,
魔鬼就跑进来。
Then the devil will come in.
所以不要给魔鬼留地步啊。
So let us not leave a foothold for Satan.
也就是说不要让罪停留在心里面。
Which also means let us not allow our sin to stay within our hearts.
你看犹大贪心。
We can see that Judas was greedy.
犹大口才很好。
But he was very eloquent.
当初玛利亚在献香膏。
When Mary was anointing Jesus with oil.
犹大说太可惜了，这个香膏应该卖掉分给穷人。
Judas said that it is waste, and you should sell it to give it to the poor.
那口才很好啊，这样讲对不对？
And he was very eloquent because, is there anything wrong with what he said?
大家想这样对啊，你看香膏倒在耶稣的身上，等一下洗澡全部都没有。
Because everyone will think like, oh, that's actually pretty reasonable. You put all of this expensive oil on, and later it's going to be washed off.
那差不多一年的工资啊。
It was worth about a year's worth of wages.
你这样把它卖掉分给穷人，他就不必肚子饿啊。
But if you sell it off and give to the poor, then they will no longer be hungry.
但是圣经讲犹大是因为贪心。
But the Bible tells us that Judas said this because he was greedy.
他常常拿这个钱袋的东西自己用。
And he oftentimes took the money from the money bag into his own pocket.
那这个贪没有拿掉。
And so this greediness was not taken away.
老鼠就来了。
And so the mice came.
所以魔鬼就把卖耶稣的意思放在犹大里面了。
And so God put the
魔鬼
devil put the notion of selling or betraying Jesus.
但是他还是没有把贪拿掉啊。
But Judas still did not remove this evil thoughts from his heart.
魔鬼就进去了。
And so Satan entered into him.
他就被魔鬼控制了。
And he began to be controlled by the devil.
所以不要给魔鬼留地步。
So let us not leave a foothold for the devil.
你看大卫睡午觉睡到太阳下山。
We can see that David slept until took a nap until the sunset.
他看到不应该看的。
And he saw what he should not have seen.
接下去头脑就有一些恶念。
And afterwards, he had evil thoughts within his mind.
这个就给魔鬼留地步啊，以后他就犯罪了。
This left a foothold for Satan and or for the devil, and he committed sins.
所以我们的信仰生活神保守我们，但是我不要给魔鬼留地步。
So in our life of faith, God will preserve us, but we should not leave a space for Satan.
我们看三十节。
Let's look at verse 30. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
这个地方讲不要叫圣灵担忧。
Here it says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
接下去讲你们受了圣灵的印记是等候得赎的日子。所以得圣灵就是将来主耶稣要带我们到天国一个凭据。
So the Holy Spirit is a seal and evidence for us when God will bring upon his salvation.
这个下半句我们大家都知道。
And we all know the second part of this verse.
那前面一句呢，不要叫圣灵担忧。
For the first part it says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God.
圣灵会担忧的。
The Holy Spirit of God can be grieved.
圣灵就是神的灵。
Because the Holy Spirit is God's Spirit.
那神的灵住在我们里面。
And the Spirit of God lives within us.
那有时候我们常常想，为什么我都没有感觉到圣灵的担忧？
So sometimes we ask ourselves, why can we not feel the grief of the Holy Spirit?
有几个可能啊,
there are a few possibilities.
一个是没有被圣灵充满,
the first is you are not filled with the Holy Spirit.
如果我们没有被圣灵充满哦,
if you are not filled with the Holy Spirit, then the grief of the Holy Spirit will not be very clear.
如果一个人被圣灵充满,
but if someone is filled with the Holy Spirit,
然后他做的事情是神不喜欢,
then if they do something that is not favorable in God's eyes,
像旧约时代，在旷野路圣经里面，他们违背神，违抗神。
For example, in the wilderness, the Israelites rebelled against God.
那神的灵就担忧了。
And the Spirit of God was grieved.
所以如果人被圣灵充满,
so if someone is filled with the Holy Spirit,
你不照神的话来做,
and you do not act according to the word of God,
那睡觉人睡不着觉,
then you will not be able to sleep.
为什么? 圣灵在里面很难过, 担忧。
It is because the Holy Spirit is grieved within you.
那你如果说谎, 没有悔改, 你睡不着觉啊。
And if you lied and you did not repent, then you will not be able to sleep.
为什么? 圣灵会担忧。
Because the Holy Spirit is grieved.
所以, 如果我们被圣灵充满, 又做的都不会让圣灵担忧。
So if we are filled with the Holy Spirit, then in whatever we do, we will not grieve the Holy Spirit.
那我们就容易走在神的道路上。
And it will be easy for us to walk in the path of God.
所以信仰生活就是要从旧人变成新人。
So our life of faith is to turn from this old man into this new man.
有神的形象。
To have the likeness of God.
唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.